in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, this month is coming to a quick, fast, in a hurry end. The first month of 2025. So how many months we got left now? We have 11 months left of our year of fruitfulness. And in order to expect a fruitful harvest, we have to do what? Make sure that we have seed in the ground. That we're sowing, that we're doing the things that we desire to see come to pass.
Listen to this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hold your talk. Yeah. Nothing produce or grow without a seed. Mm-hmm. Nothing produces or will grow without a seed. In order for things to produce, there must be a seed. Mm-hmm. A seed has to be there. So the word is a what?
Seed.
A seed. Mm-hmm. The word is a what? A seed. Mm-hmm. So if you want to grow, you have to have the word. Mm-hmm. And the seed produces life. Mm-hmm. If you need life, you got to get the word. True life is in the word of God. Mm-hmm. Not trying to preach on this by the morning, but that's where it's at. Mm-hmm. If you need life, then get the word, because the word is the seed, mm-hmm. and the seed will grow. Plant it in your heart. Mm-hmm. Your heart is the soil. Let that word get into your heart, and it start to grow. And as it grow, it produces life, produces an harvest. Mm-hmm. Take it down.
Yeah, so when we get so used to being in church, we think that a seed is only money.
Yeah.
And a seed is not only
money.
Because Jesus himself tells us that the word of God is a seed.
Yeah.
So the word of God is not bought.
Yeah.
It's not money.
Yes.
So the word comes, the seed comes, the idea comes. Through a word, through influence.
Yes.
And then it moves. Now we have it. And then we have that influence, and now it's in our mind. And as we begin to meditate on it, as we begin to think on it, then we can see how to bring it to fruition. And a lot of times words come, ideas come, and they just fall by the wayside because we don't continue to meditate on them, to think them through, because everything has to be thought on.
Yeah,
has to go over and be rolled over and over in our mind so that we can explore the thought in different ways in alignment with the principles and such of God. Because the word of God, it doesn't contradict itself. Even people who have tried and tried to prove that the Bible contradicts itself have come out on the other end of their study a believer.
Yeah, because look, the word of God controlled my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God controlled my thinking. Mm-hmm. And since it controlled my thinking, it also controlled my feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It controlled my feelings. So it's the word of God, so you have to make it the number one.
Mm-hmm.
It controlled my thinking, it controlled my feeling, and it's also controlled my action.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Jesus says, if you love me, you will do what I say.
Mm-hmm.
You will keep my commandment.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have the word, yes.
Loving God is what keeps us in line, you know? And another thing, we can't tell God what to do.
Yeah.
And if we tell God what to do, we're going to be disappointed because God's the boss. He's the one that's going to be in his will, you know. But he's a God of the impossible.
Amen.
And when we do our part, we need to stand and let God do his part. God tells us to get up and do it. Then be still and wait.
Yeah.
When it's too hard or it's too big, God will do it.
Yeah.
We pray to build a relationship with God. Not to ask for things. Praise and worship and have full confidence God is with you. We will have fellowship with God. He's with us in the good times and he's with us in the bad times.
And then the proof of that is in Joshua chapter 1.
Go ahead.
Where Joshua, he was going through a hard time.
Yeah.
Moses, his mentor, the one who had trained him up, the one who even gave his name. I realized that not too long ago, that it was Moses who named Joshua. Joshua had another name, and Moses named him Joshua.
Yeah.
So he had a very strong connection between Moses and Joshua. Joshua learned a lot. Moses had sowed a lot into Joshua's life. And here in the beginning of Joshua chapter 1, Moses is dead. And here's Joshua feeling like he's by himself, maybe feeling like his journey is over. And but God is telling him, no, it's time for you to do what you've been equipped, what you've been trained to do. And he reminds Moses, he says, look, he said, just like I was with Moses, surely I will be with you. Man. And he tells him plainly in Joshua chapter 1, verse 2, he says, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan. So when Joshua was moved by his feelings and he was in this grief situation and it wasn't departing from him, the Lord had to come with a word to snap him out of it.
Yes.
He said, look, Moses, my servant, is dead.
Not coming back.
Not coming back.
Not coming back.
So now, therefore, arise, get up. It's not your time, Joshua, to die. Mm-hmm. It was Moses' time to transition, but you're still here.
Yeah.
So there's stuff here for you to do. And he said, you're prepared to do it. He tells them exactly. He gives them the word. He gives them the influence. So now Joshua has to say, okay, who's going to influence me? Is this spirit of grief going to continue to overtake me and influence me and stop me from doing the things that God has prepared me and equipped me to do? Or is the influence of God going to be greater that's telling me to get past the tragedy? God's not denying that it's a hard time for Joshua. He's not denying that it was tragic for Joshua, but he's telling him that time to grieve has passed.
Yes.
And to not to continue to be pulled into the miry clay of prolonged grief and sadness that is keeping him from doing what he's supposed to be doing. Is he going to continue to think about Moses? Of course. Is the influence of Moses going to continue to be great on his life? Of course. He's not going to forget about Moses, but he has to move past his feelings of hardship in order to do now what God has already equipped him to do beforehand. So God, he tells him plainly. So the influence now that Joshua has to decide, am I going to go with the influence of the enemy to keep me out of my destiny, or am I going to go with the influence of God to do what God has already equipped me to do? So verse 2, he says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am given to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. So he's never telling him, forget about Moses, because he's telling him, just like I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. Just like I said to Moses, I'm saying now to you. So he doesn't want him to separate himself from the influence of Moses, but he wants him to separate himself with the grief.
Yes.
And to take the lessons, to take the love, to take the guidance that Moses showed him into the next stage of his journey and what he is called to do. You know, sometimes, you know, in the natural, when we say, you know, things to people to, you know, try to comfort them, or different things that we say, you know, oh, forgive, forget, or don't worry about that, don't think about that, those things aren't possible. Those aren't possible options. Because don't think about that. That's not... You can change the way you think about it, but you're not going to forget this situation. You're not, you know, you can forgive, but you're not going to forget what happens. What happens through forgiveness is that the emotional pain attached to the incident is healed, but your brain still recalls. Your brain still remembers, but you don't have that emotional attachment. That's why forgiveness is so important, because it heals the person who was victimized. It heals the person who was hurt from having to relive the trauma over and over again through forgiveness. When we forgive, we allow the emotional wound to heal. But in our mind, we know the facts are the facts, but we don't have that emotional response or that emotional trigger every time that the subject's brought up or something comes about to remind us then of that situation. So he continues to tell Joshua now how his change is going to come. he tells him in verse 7, he says, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So he's telling Joshua what to do in order to move forward. He has to meditate on the word. Yes, God gave him the great example of Moses, the training, the mentorship, the love of Moses. But now what does he have when Moses is gone? He has the word. Yes. He has the remembrance of the lessons that he learned along the way. He has the ability to reap from that what he studied when he was Moses's assistant. You know, because if you look through their relationship and such, there were times when Moses would go do something, but say with Joshua, he would stay back and he would continue. He would study. He would remain in the tabernacle and he would study. Then there was times that he would go and he would assist. So there was different components that brought Joshua to this place of equipping. And now God is telling him to get to the final part of it. You have to meditate on my word. So he said, okay, Moses is gone. So now Joshua, you were hearing directly from me. Moses was the middleman. Joshua would get instruction through Moses. He would see the leading of Moses that Moses was receiving from the Lord, and he was assisting and going through that. But now Joshua is at this unique opportunity where he's being directly spoken to by God, and God is telling him that your change is going to come through the meditation of the word, the written word. That's how your way is going to become prosperous. That's how you will have good success. You, Joshua, without absence from Moses, you, Joshua, are able to do it. How? Through meditating on the word. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.